It's WAKG's Off-Air Flare.
Off-Air Flare.
With Jinya and Josh.
What are you doing?
People's calling.
We have an intro. Let it do its thing.
Sometimes I go from the People's Court intro to like Crazy Train, like all aboard, because it kind of boom boom, boom boom, boom boom, boom boom. But then you have boom boom boom, boom 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 boom.
You guys just remember, this could be a clone world full of Jinyas.
I hope you enjoy randomness all day, every day. This is what happens when I don't sleep. I had hot dogs for lunch with no bun. And ketchup, mustard, delicious, and no sleep.
Fair enough.
That's what happens. Bum, bum, bum,
so,
bum.
She was humming the theme because we have come up with our next edition of Food Court.
Gavel sound.
Yes. Law and order. Dunk, dunk. So, you brought a very interesting debate to me.
Yes,
conveniently are on opposite sides.
Which... in one aspect, we could go out and eat this food together because I would have one and you would have
Absolutely.
The other in the order.
Mm-hmm.
So that works out beautifully.
Hey,
however,
lunch.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm like, just keep it the way it is. Don't charge me extra because some restaurants charge you extra if you're like, I just want this version. Mm-hmm. There's some. Look at the menu.
I'll have to do that.
It'll be like 50 cents or whatever. And I'm like, why?
For what? Because of the time they take to pick them out?
Maybe so, because they don't just dump them all like from the freezer bag to the hot oil. But we're talking chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Wings.
Which has been a somewhat acquired taste for me. I wasn't always a big fan of wings.
Mm-mm. Really? Why not?
I don't know if I just never got into them or like, I don't know. I'd rather
have chicken
I don't
legs.
Want discount chicken. Give me chicken.
Yeah, I don't you want know? The little flappers.
Right.
Give me the leg.
Right.
Give me the breast. Give me the thigh. Give me all that's coming to me. I want the whole chicken. You want the whole roasted chicken like
right
here.
Exactly.
Rotisserie.
Give me the whole thing.
You want the Colonel Sanders special.
But I have grown to appreciate a good wing. It is an excellent finger food.
Yeah,
and I have not given enough credit.
Do you like sauced wings, dry rub wings, kung fu? I know you like kung fu.
There's a restaurant here in town that does kung fu wings.
That's like, what, in its own
it's
fat?
It's cooked in its own fat and then fried
that's
to a
how
crisp.
I feel on these 90-some degrees days.
What a way to go.
Cooked in my own fat.
That's the way I want to be. That's the way I want my body dealt with. When I'm dead, that's how I want to go out.
Cooked in its own fat.
That's right.
It's still sizzling. Don't open the top, man. Is it go
no
pop
pressure
it
cooker?
It's just like bacon in the morning. You don't fry bacon without a shirt on. Pop, 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 pop. So chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
Flats or drums? Some people call them drums. Drumettes, is that correct?
I think drumettes is the politically correct term.
Because it's little. Because they're little.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Which one?
Oh, flats. No question.
No.
What?
Drums.
Why?
The drums.
Okay, you know what? Ladies first. Make right, your cool pointless argument.
All right, here we go. I just like them.
All right, off your flare.
That was it. 5 minutes. Burp. I think it's a little bit easier to eat. I don't know. Because it's more reminiscent of just like a chicken leg. So I can just... there you go. And I think it might be a lady thing. I don't know. Ladies, do y'all like the drumettes or the flats? I don't know. And I've never been good at eating a flat. Like, there's people that I can go out and eat wings with, and they can skin it to the bone. Like, there's no meat left. I eat a flat, and you have a little bit, like,
right
left in the center or whatever, because I don't dissect it, whatever. I just, like, can gnaw around it like a caveman
right
with my drumette and be like, maybe this is so good. And I think I control the sauce ratio to the face ratio a little bit better with the drumette. It just looks cuter. I mean, you can dip it in the sauce a little bit better because it kind of has that, like, lumpy ridge. Lumpy ridge. That's my description of things.
Apparently.
Like that bulge. It's got... But it's a little bit easier to dip in my cup of blue cheese. I like blue cheese.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, ranch is good, but I want a little chunk of cheese on my drumette. Yeah, so we do agree on that. So, yeah, we could go eat wings sometime.
Absolutely.
But, yeah, that's basically, I think it's easier to handle for me. Again, the cleanliness of it, it's a little bit more controlled for me. And I just gnaw around it and be like, rah. Now, I probably don't get as much meat that I should, like, at the top.
Right.
That joins to the, the body or
correct
whatever. But, because there is a little bit of gristle on it, and I can
there
see
is
that's probably what your argument's going to be about. But there you go.
It's
voila
the beginnings of my argument.
Mm-hmm.
I don't disagree with your concept.
Okay.
I mean, if I have my choice of piece of chicken, like if I'm talking full bird, I want the leg. The leg is my preferred because it is so easy to mm-hmm. eat. However, I have come to appreciate the flat for multiple reasons. One, there is more meat to be had.
Probably that, so, that yeah.
At the end of the day, there is more meat to be had on the flat mm-hmm. than there is the drumette. Secondly, and this may be where you're, I'll go with in the dark because you haven't seen it. There is a method to eat the flat and not have to bite down on the bone. There's no issue.
Oh, is that the one where you where push you it twist down it. On the table?
No, or no, 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 no. You just you take the small bone and twist. The smaller of the two bones, you take it and twist. And if it's fried properly, which is not really hard to do, you turn it around in each direction two or three times, pull it out, bone's clean. So now, done on the
Seriously?
Other piece. So you talk about your sauce control, not a problem. Done. There is no gnawing. There is no chewing. It's done. It's set. It's over with. And you're on to the next one. Now, I have seen people.
Now, your fingers, are going to be like.
Your fingers are going to be that way with a drumette, too, unless you're going to go bobbing for drumettes.
I'm not sitting there look like I'm trying to crack a code with Ocean's 11, like, on that one little piece.
You're still
going to
get sauce on your finger. I mean, it's not like it's dripping down to my elbow or anything.
Good
Lord, how much sauce do you use? Exactly.
On that one little flat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Yeah.
The whole bottle on this one flat.
Oh.
Gross.
Pour later.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I like that. Again, I like the meat ratio. Mm-hmm. There's more value in the end game for me. There's more to it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I have learned the bone trick, so it makes life a lot easier to eat that way. You're not having to fight between the two.
I got to find the small one out. There's one where somebody put it. How can I look it up without it being like? I'm like, oh no.
Hey,
okay.
Google.
Ooh.
But I think that is my argument because I do. You still maintain premier sauce control because you're grabbing it by the end. As much or as little sauce as you want. More meat than you'd get on a drumette.
Oh, there it is. There's the one about you, like how they're like fiddling with the little bone.
Exactly. I tell you okay. what. We're gonna take a second and we're gonna let you watch that, and then I want your rebuttal. All right, so you've watched it now.
Now back to our scheduled program.
Yes, that's right. So now that you've seen it,
yes.
Are you beginning to change your tune? Do you appreciate my argument
more? I mean,
more?
I appreciate your argument, but I can appreciate a lot of things and not want it. I appreciate the time it takes my mother to make goulash, and I still hate it. So I appreciate your argument.
Okay.
I think I'll stick to the drumette.
Okay, that's your prerogative.
I still have to find the one. It was. It might have been a BuzzFeed or something like that, where they took the flat and they basically just like pushed it on the table to kind of force
the bone
out and the meat there. To me, I'm like, you would just look like a psychopath sitting there like, ah, chicken wings, like at that big game party. You're like, what are you doing? Like, what?
Right? You have to have table space available.
Excuse
this
me.
You don't have to
do
that.
Do you have like a tray that I could use?
Right.
Or something?
Exactly.
Like, no.
But I get that logic. I get your concern with that example because you're right. You have to have a surface in which to use. My method doesn't require that.
No,
one
you
hand,
can be standing
twist,
there,
twist,
flip, flip, flip,
done,
flip.
Gone.
Yeah.
And you don't have to deal with it. That to me is the upside because you get more meat, easier to handle, no sauce issues like you're concerned about.
Yes,
you can
yes.
eat it cleaner because it's down the hatch and we're gone.
Yeah.
And the only sauce is on your fingers, which you would get drumettes regardless.
Yeah, I mean, you're still going to get it, yeah.
And, again, more meat.
More meat?
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
That's my argument to that
for
versus
the
drumette.
Okay. Now, the sauce you like on it.
I prefer mine. It depends on where I'm going. If not everybody takes the extra step to confit the wings.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go there, theirs is just a dry rub. I like just a dry rub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest fan of sauce.
Really?
If I'm going to dip it in something already, I don't need a honey barbecue or I don't need a... If I'm going to have like a blue cheese or a ranch or whatever's available, if I'm going to have that, I want it done that way. I want my wings fried and crispy. I don't want sauce to take away from the crunch.
You want a soggy wing.
But you and I have both talked about this more than once. I'm a textural eater.
Yeah.
I prefer the crunch with the nice tender meat inside. I like the textural contrast as opposed to...
We need like
sauce.
Off-air flair t-shirts that say, I prefer the crunch.
I'm a textural eater.
No, and on the back it says, I prefer the crunch.
Oh, yes! Yes,
and it's
with
got
the logo?
A chicken wing on it.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's a A flat. No. Okay.
We should each get one, and yours is the little drumette, and it's, oh, that yeah, would be cool.
Yeah, and you could take the flat to make them look like the A or whatever, textural eater, like the flats. Make
yeah.
The letter A in the words. Okay. That's another side project that I'll work on.
Marketing 101.
Yeah. I'll do, I like the, just a regular buffalo wing sauce. I like when people take Frank's Red Hots and you use part that, part butter. And mm-hmm. the more butter you add to it, the milder the sauce is. But you got to watch out because some of us with no gallbladders,
yes,
we
yes,
got to be
yes.
careful.
Yeah, yeah. Richness is a thing. I also give a lot of credit in order to get the spice. There is a grocery store here in town mm-hmm. that does their wings in a different way. They spice, they season the flour.
Ooh.
So that's where the heat comes from. Mm-hmm. So I don't need the hot sauce.
Okay, yeah.
And again, if you haven't tried that, I will make sure you have at some point.
And I do like grilled wings, like without the flour mm-hmm. and bread.
I'm okay
stuff.
With that.
That's good too. But yeah, I think I'm just gonna stick to the drumettes. I don't know. I think I've always like gravitated towards that. I might try a flat. We'll have to do a taste.
We'll
like,
do a taste test.
Yeah.
We'll do lunch kind one of, day.
Yeah, and I'll be like, well, I'll try it just like this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, like I said, I'll eat the drumette. I mean, if I'm going to get a basket, I'm not just going to eat half. I'm going to eat them all.
I'm just going to eat the, yeah.
Right.
But if you do go to the restaurants, sometimes they do have it on their menu.
I did
if you
not
have to,
notice
yeah,
that.
If you want to. So that's why if I go with someone that I'm like, I'll just eat, or, you know, I'll get the bigger mm-hmm. order. I'm like, I'll eat the drumettes. You eat the flats. Bing, bang, boom, we're done.
Coworker, that's coworker top level stuff.
I mean,
that's
you
what
know,
that
that's what I'm talking about. That's how we do it here on Off Air Flair.
That's right.
I'm here for the crunch.
All right, so that completes this version of Food Court.
Ba-ma,
are you flats or are you drummies? And
drummies?
Have you never heard of that?
No.
Oh, yeah, I've heard them called that.
So that's going to be like people who follow me, they're my
they're,
drummies.
They're your drummies, that's
and
right.
And your flats. Josh's flats.
You got to do something better than that.
I'll give crunchies. You get crunchies and I get drummies. Oh, precious.
So what is our next food debate? What do you mm-hmm, think? Mm-hmm. I mean, we don't want to do all food all the time, but we love
Let's
those debates. What do you have in the office when you guys have that debate? Is it like, oh, God, I wouldn't dare eat that.
Oh, that's gross. You know, why are you doing that? Yeah. Blah, blah, blah.
Let us know what you think. Yeah. We want to know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it'll make on our next rendition of Food Court.
Yeah. Ba, 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 ba. All aboard!
Do you not have your headphones turned on? I just started that music.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk to you next week.
It's WAKG's Off Air Flair.
Off Air Flair.
With Jinya and Josh.